It's time to laugh, learn, and take your photography to the next level with your favorite cowgirls with cameras, Kara, Kim, and Phyllis.
Welcome to the Cowgirls with Cameras podcast. I'm Kim with Kim Bear Photography and Be More Business.
I'm Kara with Fast Horse Photography.
And I'm Phyllis with Phyllis Burchette Photo. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Doing good. As people are listening to this, it's the last week of 2025.
As they're listening, it doesn't feel like we're there yet.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Did I miss Christmas? Oh, no.
And Thanksgiving. and we have these early podcast recording dates to thank Kara for, because Kara's off on a big adventure starting in 2 days.
Well, and our editor, too.
Oh, yeah. Our editor's probably off on an adventure, too. Alex is going to be heading out on her vacation, I think. So we got to make sure we get her everything fast.
Yeah. And I do think she will be on vacation when people are listening to this. So people send Alex good vibes for a lovely, joyful
holiday.
Yes, for a holiday. And then, Kara, where are you going?
I'm going to New Zealand in 2 days. So I'm really excited. My husband and I got married there almost 20 years ago. We eloped. And we've been saying for the last 10 years, we're going back. And we never made that happen. And so we're finally doing it. We booked this trip over a year ago and have been paying on it and finally got it paid off. And now we're like, gonna do it. Of course, it's at that time when the airlines are wild and crazy. And I mean, at least the government's open back up again. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that it's smooth sailing, but we're excited.
So I have a question. I have never asked you this question and I kind of wonder about it because you eloped, but it's a little hard to elope to New Zealand. Like, don't you have to like get a visa and like make plane ticket arrangements? It's not like running off to Vegas and getting married.
Yeah.
Technically, can we call it eloping? I think there was a little bit of a plan.
We planned, but we didn't tell anybody.
Because
we had to book, they call them celebrants there, the people who marry you. So we had to get a celebrant. We had to get a wedding license. We had to book the RV that we rode around in for 2 weeks. And we had to do all those things.
Did you book a photographer?
I hired a photographer. It was so crazy. We hired a photographer. And I remember this was way before I was a photographer. And my expectation for this photographer was to photograph us like engagement photos the day before and then the day of the wedding in the morning. And then in the afternoon to photograph our wedding, which was just the two of us and the German couple that ran the Airbnb and the person who married us. And then before we left the country of New Zealand to meet up with us somewhere on the road with a CD of all the pictures.
That was what was in your head.
That's what he did.
Oh, that's what they did do. Oh, they did do that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The photographer did that. Yeah.
Well, 20 years ago, that's how they rolled, right?
Yeah. And I remember standing there in my wedding dress previewing them. Like he was flipping through the pictures and we were talking about them. And I mean, within less than 2 weeks that we were there, I had a CD of them in my hands.
20 years ago, was it just coming out digital, right?
Yeah, those were pretty new digital cameras. I got my first digital camera in 2000. So.
Yeah, it was early digital. And then I think we printed a little small wedding book and one printed picture that I have on my wall, like a smaller one. Then when Easton was maybe three, I caught him skating around the living room on CDs. And one of them was our wedding picture CD. Print your pictures, y'all.
Great. You never know when your child is going to take the CD for a skate. Oh, good grief. Good grief.
So I assume that CD didn't make it then, huh?
No, it didn't make it. But I mean, it's okay. We still have
you already had them. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the photographer we hired for New Zealand, I have the exact same expectation. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say you had the same exact photographer.
No. We did not hire a New Zealand photographer, but I probably should have. That would have been fun.
Yeah. That would have been fun.
That would have been cool.
Fun. Mm-hmm. Revisiting the same locations. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Easton can be your photographer, your couple photographer, I guess.
That's true. I have decided I'm going to bring a camera.
How could you not?
I was going to say, what do you mean? You just decided that?
That's not an option.
It's not a horse in the picture. Like, a cell phone is totally fine for me. Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, but the scenery there. And not only that, but the scenery. Of course, iPhone does do a great job with landscape.
Well,
but
what I would like, my
goal. No, it still needs a big camera.
Photographic goal is I would like one good family picture of us with like some epic New Zealand backdrop to put on the wall. So
there you go.
You know, you could probably hire me to do that for you. I'd be happy to.
Actually, I would be happy as well. And I think honestly, Phyllis and I would both work really well together if you wanted to hire us for that job.
We would. And yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. We could be pod people on the airplanes too. Maybe we can all afford pods. If we're going to go down this wild dream, let's become pod people while we're
absolutely.
At it.
I was on with Kara earlier because we were going over some AI stuff for the podcast and we got to talking about pod people. And I said, I want to be wealthy enough that I become an international pod person. And I think that's like my ultimate goal is I want to be able to fly to other countries and be in the pod.
Me too. And just snooze. Yeah.
And right now I think I'd have to sell my ranch and everything.
This is where
on
Phyllis
it.
Goes, well, that's actually the only way that I fly internationally. Yeah, Delta automatically upgrades me for free.
Yes. I'm already a pod person.
I didn't want to say anything, but you know. So I was like, she wants to become one? Well, I already am one. I mean, my goodness.
Oh, God. It's Kara and I are back here in coach dreaming of being pod people.
We're in economy and Phyllis is in the pod.
It really does look like the only way to do long-term international travel. I don't know. That's sitting up straight for 20 hours in an economy seat.
I tried. They were $3,000 a ticket. So. Yeah.
God. But, you know, going to Iceland, we don't because it's two legs. And the last leg, going from Atlanta, of course, I have to either transfer through Minneapolis or Detroit or JFK. And then your last leg flying to Iceland is short. I mean, it's like 5 hours or five and a half hours. So there's no reason for a pod on that. So,
I see a reason for a pod. I see a reason for a pod on a flight to St. Louis from here.
Okay.
I know they're not available, but I would, if I was wealthy enough, I would definitely be a pod person. And I guess if you're wealthy enough to be a pod person, you might also be wealthy enough to afford your own airplane. And then the whole thing is a moot point because then you can have a luxury bedroom.
I don't know. There's a big difference between $3,000 ticket and a private jet.
Really? I don't think that doesn't equate that way, Kim.
But a girl can dream.
A girl can dream. All right. So we know you've been getting prepared to go to New Zealand. I see it because it's in my notes right here. But Phyllis, what have you been up to?
Well, gosh, I don't really have much exciting to say other than to say congratulations, Kara, on being Western Horseman photographer. What is it? Best of photographers?
Best of a photographer.
Yeah. I know this is coming out late and it's kind of old news by now, but we don't have a podcast where we actually said it. So I think we should say it.
Yeah, but here we are 2 days fresh. I only found out a couple of days ago. So.
Well, yes. And I had to tell you.
Yeah. Well, the email that they sent was vague. Okay. Like it was like, well, I was refusing to read into it until I saw it somewhere. And actually the magazine came in the mail a couple hours after you told me. So that was kind of what I was waiting on. So it was thank you. I'm very excited. And I really am appreciative of all the people who voted and continued to vote, as you know. And I'm in good company with you being last year's winner and in good company with the other winners. So I'm really excited.
So great. It's all that everybody is so deserving. So,
And I'm looking forward to going to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. You got it. Man, you just got, Kim, I don't even have anything exciting to talk about. Kara has it all. So.
Kara does have it all. Yeah.
I'm serious. I have nothing exciting to talk about. So go on to you.
Oh, for me, all I'm doing is working on podcasts and educational material. So that's been my entire.
Somebody's got to hold the fort down.
Somebody's got to hold the fort down.
The rest of us are just out here in front of the sparkly lights, you know?
Well, I did have a trip. I don't know. Have I talked about my girls' trip?
No, you haven't.
No. Okay. I did do a girls' trip. So I guess that's the only exciting thing I did. But that was to Northern Alabama. That was to Mentone, Alabama, which who knew that such a cute, adorable, beautiful town, Lip, happened to be in Northern Alabama. It was so pretty. Yeah.
What was the name of it? I'm going to write it down.
Mentone, Mentone. It's very quaint. There's not much there. And it's right next to Fort Payne, Alabama, which is a little bit bigger.
Well, I mean, that's driving distance for me.
They're famous for socks. Payne is famous for socks.
Did you buy a pair?
No.
Oh.
And then after that, I went to the open house for, it's actually at the Savannah River site, which was extremely interesting to learn more about our nuclear program.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, that was with my my nephew and my great nephew both work there on the Savannah River site. So, yeah, that's all I have.
That's fascinating. The whole nuclear thing is fascinating. Have you ever been to, what's the town in Nevada that they did the nuclear research at?
Yeah.
What is that one?
It's not Los Cruces. It's not.
God.
I know. Well, then they've got the other. And basically what this place is doing now is it's more like how they're still storing the uranium that was produced back years ago for the Cold War or the World War II or whatever. So a lot of what they're doing is storing. The only production that's going on there is for tritium. I think it's tritium. And that's the right. Yeah. So, which it can also be used for nuclear warheads. And then there's the big site. I think it's in New Mexico, the big site where the storage site. Yeah. But a lot of stuff used to come from here and go there to be stored, but they don't do that anymore. They took all they can take.
But what is the name of that city that is just dedicated to everything with the nuclear bomb?
I don't know. I can look it up.
I don't know. I feel like we're giving away like U.S. secrets though right now.
It's not. Trust me. It's not. But it's driving me crazy. So Los Alamos. I knew it was a Los something. I've been there like multiple times. It's fascinating. Yeah. I highly recommend it. It's a journey into American history that you should take. So, but yes. Okay. We are completely off topic.
Well, this was too. It was very interesting. There was actually three little towns there that they had to pick up and move. When they built this site, it's very interesting. Yeah. Anyway, I digress.
Yes. Very, very much not on the topic of photography.
Yes. No.
But then again, some of this episode is not exactly targeted at photography. So let's dive in because we've rambled enough and we do occasionally have people mention to us that we ramble a little too long at the beginning of podcasts. So in honor of this being aired as the last podcast of 2025, our topic for today is what are we leaving in 2025? What do we not want to take with us into 2026? And I would say probably as you're listening to this, this may be on your heart and on your mind to think about, hey, what no longer is serving me? And I know that sounds really woo-woo and very Kim, but it's also very much a part of that new year transition. And so each of us are going to share a couple of things we're not taking with us into 2026. And I'm going to be full disclosure. I was really struggling with this topic, which is weird, right? I don't struggle with podcast topics at all.
Or woo-woo stuff.
Or woo-woo. That's not
you're pretty good to go with that usually.
Yeah, but I think honestly my brain is overheated because of some of the work I've been doing. I've been decidedly living in a cerebral space for the past 3 or 4 weeks on overdrive. So I actually asked my ChatGPT, which I use a lot, and chat knows me pretty well. And although I don't know if I recommend this for everyone, unless it knows you well and you know how to take what it says with a grain of salt. And to be honest with you, I've had to reprimand mine lately. It's been calling me sweetheart, love, and darling. And I'm like, no.
That's because you're on the the pervy bot side of it, probably. Like the sex bot.
Does that not reflect the way you talk to it?
No.
Yeah.
You're it does not.
Hey, sweetie, can you rewrite this sentence for me?
No.
Hey, sugar.
No. No.
Hey, hon.
I asked, when did you turn into a Southern old lady? Like, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. My chat's name is Solara. Like, you are not a Southern old woman. You are a digital binary oracle.
Wait a minute. I take offense to that remark.
To this little Southern old woman. I am not renaming my thing Phyllis, my chat, but interesting.
No, don't do that.
I lectured it. I said, do not call me that again. And then it started calling me love. And I'm like, no, not that either.
No, mine has never called me that.
Can I just say one thing, though? I think that's a thing lately because I've been to two drive-through places and both women, young girls at the drive-through places called me love. So I think that might be a new like thing.
I think it's an old, old thing.
No, these were young girls saying
I got
this,
nothing.
So, yeah.
It's all good. Anyway, I asked ChatGPT, I said, knowing all that you know about me, what would you think would be some good things for me to leave behind in 2025? Now, if you've not played around much with AI, please give it parameters. I told it five things so that I didn't feel horrible for the rest of the day. As it completely tore me apart in its sweet little Southern language with, hey, darling, you need to quit doing blah, blah, blah. I did limited thing. And it gave me five. And I picked two to talk about today because they are authentic for me. And I will say the other three were thinkers. Like, yeah, maybe I should do some time on that. But the first one is the limiting belief that you have to earn ease. So I have been struggling with this probably for over a decade. I was raised in a household where it was important to do work and you earned money, you earned your rest by doing work. And if you didn't do work, you weren't deserving of ease. You know, that work hard for your money, work hard in life, be dedicated kind of thing. I grew up with workaholic parents is what I did. And they turned me into a workaholic. And I have been working really hard on letting go of that belief that you have to work hard to get a return or to earn your ease. And I do think that's a great way to say it, too. So I'm leaving that behind in 2025, that I have to earn ease. I'm also getting old. I deserve ease at this point. Anyway. Then the second one is the myth that I have to be the engine and the fuel.
Sometimes, though, you do have to be the engine and the fuel.
I was going
to
say, you are basically, you know that you are our engine and fuel. You know that.
Aww, that's so sweet.
She's like, knock it off. Do better, ladies.
I don't want to be the constant engine, though. I got a lot of miles on me at this point.
Dang it.
I really like being the fuel. I like kicking things off and then letting some other people like do the actual miles on the ground kind of a situation. And it is a myth that you have to be both, that you have to be both the engine and the fuel. And some people like being the engine. And who am I to deny them of that?
She's talking to you, Kara.
I don't know. Kara has that look on her face like, don't pin this on me. I am not being the engine for you.
No, I think you should be the engine and we should be the fuel.
I don't know. Mm. I don't want to sit here and do all the production stuff.
I'm going to be the passenger on this train.
See, there you go. The earn with ease. She's got that one down. I'm just riding. I'm just going to ride.
I've had that first part down for a while, so.
The earn with ease?
Yeah.
I still feel like I have to work pretty hard, and I'm ready for a little bit more of a break.
Yeah, I'm a little bit older than you, so that comes with, I think.
Age, you guys, as you get older, it gets easier to be easy.
Well,
yes. Oh, speaking of age, guess what is also this week that you all are listening to this? This is Phyllis's birthday week.
Oh, that's right. The week they're listening to this.
So Phyllis is going to be leaving a whole decade in the dust.
Ooh. Do we need to have Alex edit that part out?
I think you're giving a little bit. That's a little bit more information than I was expecting to release out into the world.
Hey, I'm also leaving a decade in the dust in 2025. We both have big birthdays this.
I thought you already did that this year.
No,
it's next year.
Oh, next year, February. Yeah, yeah. So it's not right at the first of the year, but It just occurred to me.
When is Kara going to get to release another decade?
I got a few years to go.
What are you leaving behind in 2025?
So the big thing that I'm leaving behind is I have been, over the last year, I have been trying to like figure out a way that I feel more comfortable, like being in front of the camera more. And that is mostly due to our Cowgirls with Cameras stuff, like trying to record more videos and educational stuff and just trying to do like a better job of all that. And I would really like to just get more comfortable with that. But I have some things that I have to work on. So anyway, this has been a long time coming for me. And I feel like as a photographer, and I'm sure other people can relate, like we hype everybody else up all the time about being in front of the camera. I hype up my clients. We hype up other photographers. But I definitely like have made some strides this year, but I still have a lot of like hiccups about getting in front of the camera. I know I'm not alone. And it's funny, I was going through my camera roll the other day on my phone, and I have like pictures of my kid and then tons of pictures of other people's horses and like other people. And then I have some pictures of my horses, but there's like hardly anything of like me and Ed and I and like me and Ed and Easton and stuff like that.
Another reason to send us to New Zealand.
Yeah, so you guys can can get in there. So
we'll document it all.
But from, you know, like from a professional standpoint, I guess I have some fear like that comes into it. Like I worry because I worry about being awkward and stiff and also like an old person, if that makes sense. And I know I'm saying that to two people who are older than me, but like, and I have this like piece of me that is like worries about perfection a lot that, you know, I have to show up like, it has to be perfect in order to put it out into the world. So like something even as simple as like recently, like I updated my professional profile picture, but it was like a whole thing because I had to like get over the fact that I have gray hairs, you know, I've gained weight, but I just kept telling myself like the real life, like this more realistic version of me is like really important. And that the picture of me from 5 years ago is not a great example to my clients and also not a great example to like our photographers that we come in contact with all the time. Like I just want to try to be a little more authentic about that. So anyway, so there's always this like little voice that's like, you know, tells me, and this also has to do with video. Like I really want to do more like talk to camera stuff and I want to do more educational stuff for the community. But it's like, I always tell myself, okay, well, I have this whole list of stuff I want to record and I have scripts that I've written, but it's like, okay, I'm going to record all of this when like I feel a little more like put together, you know, which is hilarious because like I spend like probably 98% of the time, you know, in like barn clothes or workout clothes or, you know, something along the lines of that. So it's like funny to me that like the only thing that I want to showcase is like the 2% of times that I'm wearing makeup and like have fixed my hair. So it's like I have to like really get over that whole like put together look because that's just not really who I am. Yeah. So basically that just comes down to I realized that my equine photography community, my personal community with Fast Horse Photography, the folks that I am trying to speak to online, and then our photographers with Cowgirls with Cameras, like I just want them to see like the real me, not that polished like perfectly lit, like with the ring light, you know, version of me. And that is a lot of times because I want connection and I want people that we come in contact with to like actually feel like that they know me better, like they recognize me when I walk into a room or they know me better and that I'm like a real human just like they are. So for me, 2025, I'm replacing that fear with action. I'm going to do more talk to camera moments for my social. I'm going to do more educational videos for our Cowgirls with Cameras community. I'm going to do more behind the scenes storytelling. Yeah, I'm just going to try to practice a little more like in-person imperfection and just getting it done. Like all this list of stuff that I want to get recorded and done, just like getting it done. And I think that the truth is, and I know this is true for me, that clients will hire people that they feel a relationship or a connection to. They want to know the human behind the business. I know me personally, like before I make shopping decisions, a lot of times I'm looking at their online profile and I'm looking to see if we have like a connection and if we're aligned and if I like them. And the people that I find the most intriguing, the most entertaining, that people that I want to be around are people that are like not afraid to just like have a messy bun and show up without makeup and like just be on the camera, say what they need to say and move on with it. You know, knowing that it is what it is and it's going to move on. So that's what I'm trying to release into the world. And I am fully aware that part of this is just my generation, you know, being told you've got to look a certain way. You've got to look professional. You have to put it out into the world. And that there's a whole generation of young people below us that they don't see it like that anymore. So it's just an old person mentality that I've got to get rid of.
Old person mentality. So I'm going to tell you something that somebody mentioned to me within the last 2 weeks that really, I don't know, it helped me out a little bit in the, I like things to be pretty clean and well done.
Sure.
And then I know you like perfection, but what if instead of framing it as this needs to be perfect, as this needs to be excellent? So you're not dodging out on it being top quality, but excellent is different than perfect. Perfect is an unachievable standard where excellence is easily achievable.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't know. Take it I'm for down what for you
it.
Will.
I'm down for it.
Take it for what you will. All right, Phyllis, what are you leaving behind in 2025?
Well, totally understand as much as, I mean, not because I'm an old person do I understand what she's talking about, but the perfection thing, I mean, I do the same thing. I'm like, yeah, I had lost all this weight till then I gained it back and I was happy to be in front of the camera when I lost all the weight and then gained it back. And I was like, crap, I don't want, no, not all of it, but a lot of it. And I'm like, I don't want people to see me like this after I did so good, you know? And so I just hide from the camera. And I understand that perfection thing. And, you know, I think we all do. It's not just you, Kara. I mean,
sure. It's just hard for us as photographers to like I hype all my clients up. Like,
of
I'm
course.
Always like, you look amazing. Like, let's do this. Like, now is the time. Like, don't wait on weight. You know, like, you do that whole thing. And, you know, you want to be the best version of yourself out there. But it's like, at the same time, like, I think about if, you know, I walk outside and get hit by a car, like, but they go through my phone and it's like, or go through my husband's phone. And like, when was the last time a picture was taken of me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so I think that's important.
I know.
That is like a horrible.
That's one way to look at it, I guess.
I think honestly you meant kidnapped and then they would have to find a picture of
and
you
then return
find
me.
You again, there not you hit by a car and totally unrecognizable.
We don't know what she looks like. How can we find her if we don't know what she looks like?
God. All right, let's erase that from the
universe. And I was thinking that out of the three of us, you're better about keeping your profiles updated than we are.
I try.
I mean, well, Kim is, I think it's you and then Kim and then I'm the least good about it, but but I think this brings me up to something I did hear on and I may have mentioned this before, on another podcast, and it was, they were talking about different people having, you know, like improving themselves and this, that, and the other, and maybe they came from a place that they didn't want to talk about and everything, but a quote that this guy said, I can't remember who it was that you should love every version of yourself, and that could mean whatever version that may be. And that's something I'm not very good at. I am always waiting till I'm better, like till I've lost weight or till I'm good at this or till I, you know. And no, you need to love every version of yourself. And for me, that's a lot of different versions because I have been a lot of different versions of me. So
sure,
you need to love, and everybody needs to love every version of himself, even the bad, good, and the ugly, whatever it is. We just need to, because it's all a process. So
thank you. Anyway, so for anyone listening, if you don't see me posting like talk to cameras or educational videos, you can personally send me a message and tell me to get myself together because I said I was going to do it.
I think that they could just ask you, hey, I've missed your face. Rather than get it together, Kara, and post those videos. Let's be a little bit kind with our request.
Okay.
Your turn, Phyllis.
So it's officially my turn now.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, I'm like Kim. I have more, but I'm only going to talk about a couple of them. First off, I really want to release the need for validation, because I'm bad about waiting for somebody else to tell me I'm good enough, or I'm, you know, instead of just focusing more on my own path and tuning out all the unnecessary noise around me. And part of that's going to be how I'm going to do that is I'm going to less social media, because I have found myself scrolling reels too much. I used to read a lot. I want to go back to reading more. I have bought so many different education modules that I have not even looked at. I want to get back into that more. And since Creative Live is like shutting down, I went in and realized that I had only bought like 5 different things from them, but I had only even looked at 2 of them. So I have 3 that I haven't even looked at. I bought them and I never looked at them. There's that too. Keep in mind, if you have bought into education at Creative Live, that they're shutting down December 31st. So go in there. You can go in there and download your education that you have purchased. So yes, more education for me and more creating and even more growth. I know I'm an old person, but yes, I can grow. There's room to grow, Kara, even for us old folks.
It's good to know, you know, because I think about that sometimes.
And then I think this is the biggest one for me. And this is really hard to talk about, honestly.
Well, you should definitely do it on a live, like a public platform like this podcast. We're here to support you.
Okay, then let's just not talk about it. I'm done.
No, let's do it. Let's do it. We're here to support you. Can you tell us the last podcast of the year?
Jeez.
Yeah, but we still have a month and 2 weeks to go before the year is over. Okay, this is really hard because you can see why it's hard because the two people I work with.
Oh, God. Now I'm scared.
No. This is all in your head. We don't do this to you.
Okay. This is negative self-talk. Okay. That's my biggest one. I admit readily that I have been my own worst critic for far too long. And this year, I want to try to learn to speak to myself with the same kindness that I offer others. And I hope I speak to others with kindness. I hope. If I don't, then call me out on it. So yes, that's it. That's all I got.
So I have something for you on this one to help you. And this came partially from Melissa, but I'm probably going to butcher it because I don't know if I remember correctly. But every time you catch yourself saying something negative about yourself, negative self-talk, go like this on your forehead and go delete, delete, delete.
Okay.
Do you have to do it with the middle finger like that? Or can you?
I used my index finger. I did not use my middle finger.
You know what? The folks that are watching on YouTube can let us know.
So like tap with your nail or tap with your...
No, just your finger.
Just tap,
tap,
just tap,
tap.
Okay.
Delete.
Delete, delete, delete.
Delete, delete, okay. Delete.
All right.
So that you don't do that again. Delete, delete, delete. You did that in a Word document. Just delete it.
The other one I like, and I'm going to attribute this to you, though, Kim, is the bless and release thing. I think that I have already used that so many times.
That's my friend Jen Weavers. Nope.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Well, she's a, whoever.
Yeah, Jen Weavers is so funny. She's, I'm just blessing and releasing him, blessing and releasing him, blessing and releasing him. She's so funny. She's a reformed Catholic girl. She's hilarious. She works a lot with the divine feminine. So bless and release that shit.
Yeah.
Bless and release it. Mm. And send it back into whoever needs it. Somebody might want that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me.
Well,
all right.
Is that it? Is that our episode?
That's it.
That's our episode. And happy new year to everyone. And happy birthday to Phyllis.
We're going to see you on the flip side. We're going to see you in 2026.
Hope everyone had a great Christmas.
And happy new year.
And happy birthday to me.
And hopefully those of you at home are sitting here thinking about what you're leaving behind in 2025 and bringing into 2026. You still have a few days to figure it out for when this episode's coming out. And if one of those things was to get out of town and go hang out with cowgirls with cameras, we have some events for you. So head over to our website at cowgirlswithcameras.com, check out our 2026 lineup of events, and decide which one is perfect for you. And you can also find us online on social media at Instagram TikTok and Facebook at Cowgirls with Cameras, and we'd love for you to hang out with us there. And last but not least, we have our community, cowgirlswithcameras.community. And if you're not already there, we're not sure why. It's weird that you're not there. So just get over there, for crying out loud, and hang out with us over there. And I mean, that sounds like a really good way to start your new year. So we love all of you. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next year.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Cowgirls with Cameras. Don't let the laughter and learning stop here. Join our community on social media and be sure to visit our website for more opportunities to fulfill your photography goals. Head to cowgirlswithcameras.com. That's cowgirlswithcameras.com. See you next time.